The business news starts with layoffs in the pharmaceutical industry. Giant drug maker Pfizer is cutting 20% of its U.S. sales force. That's roughly 2,200 jobs by the end of the year. Pfizer says the cuts are part of a review of its overall operations. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The announcement from Pfizer comes at a time the company's stock has been languishing and it's having a difficult time launching new drugs. Paul Fitzhenry is a Pfizer spokesman. He says the cuts are the first salvo in what will be a larger global realignment.
The step we're taking is the first major structural announcement that we've made in terms of our cost reduction initiative. We are looking at our operations around the world where we employ approximately 100,000 people.
Analysts who follow the pharmaceutical industry say the U.S. job cuts are coming at all levels of the sales force and are probably overdue. Jamie Rubin is a managing director with Morgan Stanley.
There are too many reps. Revenues for the industry have slowed down. You know, we're seeing some signs of new product visibility, but certainly not enough to justify the size of the sales force.
And Rubin says Pfizer's action is likely to prompt other pharmaceutical firms to make similar moves.
I've heard many CEOs say, you know, we'd love to cut our sales force, but we're in an arms race and we're waiting for Pfizer because they're the biggest of the companies to take the first move.
Pfizer officials would not say how much money the company expects to save from the job cuts. Previously, Pfizer has said it's looking for $4 billion a year in annual cost savings by 2008. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.